Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast.
Welcome to My Security Media's Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast. We're in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, for Cybersecurity Asia Summit 2018. With Thomvel International. And I'm joined here by Reuben Paul, a 12-year-old, and his father, Mano Paul. Mano and Reuben, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Now, I've got to say, I've been to a lot of conferences over the years, and I have never seen a 12-year-old get up and present, let alone at a cybersecurity summit. So, firstly, really well done. I thought it was a very interesting presentation. And I think maybe just tell the audience your background in terms of you started around 8 years old, I think. So, Reuben, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Reuben Paul, and I live in Pflugerville, Texas. And I like cybersecurity, and I started when I was about 6 years old. And it started when my dad used to train people. He used to train clients, and I used to listen in and learn about security topics. And one day he forgot the word firewall on a business call, and I prompted him from the back, and he realized that I had a potential for learning.
Yeah. Well, look, I've got no doubt you've got a potential for learning. I see that. Mano, maybe a bit of your background, and you got two boys, and they were both on stage today. So
that's right. So
sounds like you're taking a back seat and putting these boys up.
Well, isn't that the dream of every parent, though?
Yes,
you let the kids to outshine you. So my Mano, and blessed with a wonderful wife, Sangeeta, and then two kids, Ruben, 12, and Itai, 6. And as you saw, Chris on the stage, both of them are showing potential and aptitude for technology, and then with interest in security. And as a parent, any parent can relate that you really can't force your kids to do something they don't want to do. It's like trying to hide broccoli in milk or something, right? So it just doesn't work. And when we saw that they were having interest and aptitude, we as parents are just guiding them. My background is in cybersecurity as well for over two decades now. And had my own business. I work for a company now in the U.S. Working on certain products and technologies that are forthcoming, and which has security, which is very, very important and pivotal in these new stuff that we're coming up with. But yeah, once we identified that the kids had some interest, just gave them what it takes. And, you know, one of the things I would say is never stifle your children.
Given your background in cybersecurity, I think it's natural for kids and to take that interest in technology. And I think your dad may have given you that insight into some of the vulnerabilities of technology. Now, on stage today, you looked at the location capabilities of the smart devices, and then you hacked into a toy car and took control of that. Maybe tell the audience the title of your presentation today, because I think from a 12-year-old, when you look forward, you're the future, young man, and you have the term frightening in your title. What was the title of your presentation?
It was talking about, oh, what a terrifying world we weave.
Yes.
Yeah, the connected world that we're weaving.
So you obviously have that insight as a 12-year-old into this connected world. And again, it was quite insightful from your perspective. What do you see are some of the key vulnerabilities there? And do you find cybersecurity either easy or somewhat challenging?
I find cybersecurity, it comes pretty easy, but others don't. So what I like to do is I like to simplify cybersecurity topics and make them easy for anyone to understand. And that's how I process them.
Yeah.
That's how it's easy for me. So I take big topics and I make it so that anyone can understand.
Yes. So if I can add, earlier his brother was talking, and they talked about, oh, what a terrifying world we weave. And his little brother, Itai, kind of actually surprised us when he said, the way I understood that topic is think of a spider and a web. And how, you know, insects and other things get attracted or get trapped in the web, and the spider capitalizes on that. And that's exactly the picture of the world we are in, that it's
right.
So interconnected with technologies, products, and, you know, consumerism, that to the point where people lose either the focus, or they're not as savvy, or they kind of don't give security as much thought as they ought to, right?
Well, understanding that the web's there, but there's also spiders.
Exactly.
On the web, I suppose it's a good analogy.
Right,
a good analogy.
Right.
Reuven, given that you are only 12, I take it you're going to school, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, thank goodness for that. where do you see your interest going in this? Because you obviously have a little bit of, you're using a bit of Python on stage as well, so you have a little bit of coding interest as well. Where do you see yourself going on this journey of yours?
I want to expand my cybersecurity nonprofit and making more videos for people to learn.
Yeah.
And I definitely want to go to college, either Caltech.
You are going to college.
Fair enough.
Caltech or MIT.
Yeah.
And I have lots of other passions, so I'll see where it takes.
Okay. Yeah, okay, let's cover, you've got a little bit of some initiatives underway. Maybe tell people your Twitter tag and also your not-for-profit that you've started.
Twitter tag.
What's your Twitter handle?
Oh.
Your handle, sorry.
Yeah, my Twitter handle is at Rapstar.
Okay.
And my nonprofit is Cybershell.
Right. We got more Twitter followers than I do, so I was quite disappointed with that.
So the Twitter handle came, it was actually when he was in first grade, when, maybe kindergarten or first grade, I don't quite remember, but his first grade teacher used to call him Rapstar.
Alrighty.
That's how it came, because his name is Ruben Abhishek Paul.
Yes.
And so the initials are Rap. And then, you know, so she just used to call him Rapstar, and that's what he kind of picked up as he was, you know, getting his Twitter account.
And your Cyber Shaolin, what's that about?
That's my nonprofit, which
yeah.
We try to make educational videos and games, and try to educate everyone so nobody is cyber ignorant, and try to teach people about the dangers and defenses in simplified videos so that anyone can understand. And
so what? How can they find out more information? Is that on YouTube?
It is on YouTube, but you can just go to cybershaolin.org, and it's cybershaolin. .org, and you can just go there, and there's lessons and videos, and you can learn.
Wonderful. I think it's from a perspective of the older generation, I think nothing can be more interesting to children and the kids than other kids showing the way. So be very proud of the work that you're doing, and well done to your dad for supporting you and
Thank
bringing you.
You
over all the way from Austin to Kuala Lumpur. Hopefully we cross paths again.
I
hope to as well, and thank you for this opportunity, Chris. And, you know, as people generally tell us about, hey, you must be like really super proud of your kids, and no doubt that we are. But what we also want other parents and others to know is we're proud of them not for what they do, but for who they are as individuals. And what we want to inculcate and teach them is be good and kind, you know, love God, love man. Everything else falls in place. Respect your elders. Be even kind to animals. And, and that's what we want them to grow up to. It's, you know, all the cybersecurity fame and all that stuff is kind of transient. And as they grow, as long as they find the way to be able to leave the world in a better place than what they found it, that's more important for us. And that's what we're really proud of. And another thing that we often get from parents is like, hey, how can I turn my child into be like yours?
Yeah.
And our first response is don't.
Yeah,
right.
Of
don't
course.
Find out what your child is like really good at, because there'll be some things that child is good at that Ruben or Itai will never be as good at.
He still acts like a 12-year-old boy. That's
exactly,
thing
and yeah, and that's what it should be.
Yeah,
it should,
yeah.
You know, they're kids. They have to enjoy life and go through life.
I think one aspect from what I saw on stage is just having that inquisitive nature, supporting that inquisitive nature. And you're right, you don't have to be a cybersecurity or sort of that technical aspect, but I think it's really creating that awareness that there are vulnerabilities and that there are sort of capabilities in this technology that everyone needs to be aware
Absolutely.
Of. And your generation, Ruben, are going to be living with this much longer than what we will be.
That is true.
And the world is changing quite rapidly. So
well
done again. I recommend to have a watchful eye out for Ruben Paul when you hear this name again. Has many other interests other than the cybersecurity that we haven't covered, but certainly one to watch for the future.
Thank you.
And very pleased to have you on the Cybersecurity Weekly podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.